Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem. We are at the beginning of the new perek, the ninth perek in Masechtas Bava Basra, perek Misha Meis, on daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So perek Misha Meis, after learning perek Yesh Noichlin, requires no introduction, as it's a continuation of the sugyas of Nachlis. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Meis, if somebody dies, Veheniach Bonim Ubonois, he left over a family, sons and daughters. Says the Mishnah, Bizman Sha Nechasim Merubin. If the father leaves over Nechasim Merubin, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what Nechasim Merubin means. Habonim Yershu, the Allah is the son's Yarshin, Vabonus Yizainu. They have an obligation, however, to support the daughters, to support their sisters. Habonim Yershu, the sons get the entire Yerusha, that's a Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says that if a man dies, he leaves over sons, the sons get the entire Yerusha. It's only if Uben Einloi, then the daughter's Yarshin. So Habonim Yershu, that's Pashit. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parashas Pinchas. Habonis Yizainu, that's a Dindar Rabbana. It's one of the Tanai Ksuba. There's a Tanai Ksuba that says that even though the daughters are technically not entitled to any part of the Yerusha, however, they're supported. And just like there's an idea of Amona Nizainis Menechsi Yisayman, the halacha is that if a man dies, he leaves over an Amona, even though she certainly doesn't Yarshin. But the sons or daughters that Yarshin have an obligation to support the Amona, so too, when there's sons and daughters, although the sons get the entire Yerusha, they have an obligation to support the daughters. Again, it's a din derabanan. It's one of the Tanai Ksuba. But the Mishnah says it's only bizman sha nechasim merubin. Nechasim muatim. What if the nechasim were muatim? Again, the Gemara is going to explain what nechasim merubin and what nechasim muatim means. Habonis yizoinu. Over there, the halacha is that the daughters get all the money. They're yizoinu. The habonim, what are the sons supposed to do? They're not even going to be supported? No, yishalu ala psachim. They can go, knock on people's doors, they can try to figure out for themselves how to be supported. Adman said, b'shvul shani zocher, if salati, doesn't make sense that because I'm a zocher, I'm a male, not a female, I should lose out. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Gamliel said, roya ani es divrei Adman. I happen to agree with Adman. We'll see more about Adman in the Gemara. Either way, so the Mishnah said a very important halacha. Misha meis v'niach bonim u'bonois. Bizman shan chasim merubin habonim yirshu v'habonis yizoinu habonim yirshu, again that's the din d'oraisa, habonis yizoinu, that's a tanai ksuba. Nechasim muatin, then the halacha is habonis yizoinu. Somehow the girl that usually is in a second position when it comes to Yerusha, here she takes first position, she comes first, and if there's nothing left for the sons, doesn't matter. Habanim yishalu ala psachim. So says the Gemara, we have to know what the definition of nechasim merubin is, and the definition of nechasim muatim. Says the Gemara, v'chamim merubin amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, so Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, k'dei sheyizoinu mehen elu ve'elu shnei masach chodesh. If there's enough nechasim for the boys and the girls to have support for 12 months, the Rashbam says, what's the definition of support? Food and clothing. So if there's enough for them to be supported for a 12-month period, then the halacha is that it's considered nechasim merubin, and the halacha of the Mishnah would apply that habonim yirshu v'habonois yizainu. If there is not enough for the boys and the girls to be supported for 12 months, then the halacha is going to be what the Mishnah says regarding nechasim muatin. Habonois yizainu v'habonim yirshu al psachim. Says the Gemara, Yamita kamei deshmuel. When this was said to Shmuel, they told Shmuel what his Bar Plukta, Rav, said, Omar, he said, Zu Divri Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi. It's true, what Rav said is Gerech. However, what he's saying is the opinion of a Yochid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi. The Chachamim said, Kadeshi, Ezoinu Mehen Elu Ve'elu Ad Sheyivgeru. That the definition of Nechasim Reuben is not merely there's enough Nechasim for the sons and the daughters to be supported for 12 months, but rather there has to be enough for the sons and the daughters to be supported up until when the girls become gedolim, when they become a bageris. And the svara behind bageris is because the tanai ksuba was that habonis were supported up until they got either married or they became a bageris. So the point is, if there's enough to fulfill the entire obligation of the tanai ksuba, which is at the worst case scenario when they become a bageris, and maybe earlier, if they get married, then it will expire sooner. But in the worst case scenario, Achei Yibagru, unless there's enough for the boys and the girls to both get everything up until the time that the boys would fulfill the obligation of Tanai Ksuba, which is to support the girls, at that point, the halacha is it would be deemed nechasa mu'atin, thus habanis yizaynu v'habanim yishol alapsachim. It right, that meaning it's machloikis. It manami kiyase rav and amar Rabbi Yechanon, va'amri lo amar Rabbi bar Bachana amar Rabbi Yechanon. What's the definition of nechasim ruben nechasim mu'atin? Not what Shmuel said, yud beis chaydish, but rather kosha yizaynu mehen elu ve'elu ad she yibogru hen meruben. Pachas mikan, if there's not enough for the girls to be supported for the entire duration of the obligation, which is in the worst case scenario, until they become a bagris, harayim u'muatin, the halacha is we're going to view it as being nechasim mu'atin. So again, what's the definition of nechasim merubim, nechasim mu'atin, nechloikis? According to Rav, merubim means there's enough for yud beis chaydish. So if a man dies, he leaves over money. If the sons are going to yarshin, there'll be enough money for them to live off the fat of the land for 12 months, and for them to be able to support their sisters for 12 months, then you have the halacha of nechasa merubin, which is habanim yirshu v'habanim yizaynu. If there's less than yud beis chaydish, it's nechasa mu'atin. What's the halacha then? Habanim yizaynu v'habanim yishalu ala psach. That's Rav. Shmuel and Rav Yechanan, G'doyle Amiram, they both argued, and they said that's not what it means. If a man dies, he leaves over banim and banis, and he leaves over enough possessions that if we're going to give the sons the Yerusha, there'll be enough for them to be able to support themselves and give support to their sisters up until when the obligation of the Tanai Ksuba expires, which is in the worst case scenario when they become a bagris. Because again, when does the obligation expire? It expires in the earlier of when they get married or when they become a bagris. So if you can fulfill the entire term of the obligation, then we look at it as nechasim merubin. Anything less than that, even if you have enough for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years, it doesn't matter. If it's not enough to give every last girl in the family support until she becomes a bagris, we look at it as pachas mikam. But the Gemara asks an obvious question. It sounds like if it's nechasim mu'atin, then the daughters get everything, and we're totally disregard the sons. It's not mashma that way. Elo amar Rava. Rava says, "Maitzin lehem mezoynis labanis." What we do where it's nechasim mu'atin is we give the daughters enough nechasim so that they should have until they become a bagris. Vashar, if there's anything left over, meaning it's not the taich that if there's nechasim mu'atin, the daughters get everything. Doesn't matter if it's more than what they're going to need until they become a bagris, just give them the whole thing. Rather, that doesn't make any sense. What it means to say is that we, by nechasim mu'atin, we give the daughters what they're going to need until they become a bagris. Avad, if there's anything extra, that loch is not going to be abanim yishu ala psochim. If there's anything extra, avad, you're going to go ahead and you're going to give it to the son. So just before we go vayt to two auras, number one, what's the definition of habonim yirshu v'habonis yizoynu, or habonis yizoynu v'habonim yirshu v'alab sachim? It's machloikis rishonim. There's two mahalchim in the rishonim. Had to understand pashup shan in the Mishnah. Meaning, we just defined what nechasim merubin means and what nechasim muatim means. Machloikis rav on one side, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechim on the other side. Doesn't mean that there's enough for everyone to have for yud beis chaydish, or doesn't mean there's enough for everyone to have until the obligation of the Tanai Ksuba is fulfilled. But we need to define that was the next line in the Mishnah. This is an ambiguous Mishnah. What does it mean, habanim yirshu v'habanis yizoynu, on the one hand, when it's nechasim merubin? And what does it mean, habanis yizoynu v'habanim yirshu ala psachim, when it's nechasim mu'atin? So the ikur mahalach in the Rishonim is that habanim yirshu v'habanis yizoynu means we give the sons the Yerusha. Because midday rights, so they're really entitled to the Yerusha. So we give the sons the Iker Hadin, which is the Yerusha. They have a Tanai Ksuba, they have an obligation, midday rabbanim, to feed their sisters. They'll feed it. Maybe they won't do it. Maybe they're going to find a way not to support their sisters. But there's no reason for us to assume that. And we have to trust them and have good faith in mankind that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, the Torah said that they get the Yerusha. So the fact that there's a chashash that maybe they won't fulfill their obligation, we don't care about that. As long as there's enough money for them to take care of their sisters, whether the definition of enough money is yud beis chaydish, or the definition of enough money is ad she yibagru, but the bottom line is we're going to give it to them, let them support it. Habanos yizoynu v'habanim yishu ala psachim is the taich that we don't trust the sons. Because being that there's not enough food or money to go around, so we're a little bit insecure. We're not so comfortable with this idea that these people are just going to do what they need to do. So we don't give them the money. What we do is we leave it in an account maybe, in an escrow, we give it to Bezdin, or we give it directly to the daughters. And we tell them, you take whatever it is you need, you put it in a fund somewhere. If there's anything left over, that's this last gemara we just learned. Avadu v'ashar l'banim. There's no halacha yishu ala psachim because it was nechasim. To the extent there's something left over, we're going to give it to them. But the point is, nechasim merubim habanim yirshu means we give it to the sons, they write the check. Every day, every week, every month, the sisters come, they knock on their brother's door, I need food for this, I need food for that. The halach is the sons, we'll give it to them. The chasam mu'atin, we're not comfortable with that arrangement, so we want them to be a little bit more muchzik. Just tell you one other ha'or, that's just pashup pshat and understanding the Gemara. In terms of why Yud Beis Chodesh, what would be the svara behind Yud Beis Chodesh? I saw in the Shor Mitzvah of Halach, he says something very nice. He says in Hilchas Peah, it's a Mishnah, Perikhes, Mishnaches, in Masechtas Peah. An ani is entitled to lek shikupeya. How poor does a person have to be in order to be entitled to lek shikupeya? Masayim zuz. That's the magic number. So if you have 200 zuz to your name, you're not an ani, you can't take lek shikupeya. If you have less than 200 zuz, you have less than masayim zuz, then you're entitled to lek shikupeya. Says the Rash on that Mishnah, what's the magic behind masayim zuz? Because masayim zuz is enough for a person back in the day to live a year on. Because if you had Masayim Zuz, you'd be able to live a year. Last week we spoke at the Tashbitz, where the Tashbitz said that if a person wants to be Maver Nachlo, Shtar Chatzi Zocher, and use all those patents, at the very least, he should be Makayim Hilchas Nachlos with a Shir Roy, a Shir Choshev. His Shir Roy, his Shir Choshev was Dalud Zuzin. Interesting. It's 1/50. Maybe that's a week. Maybe that's the svar behind that. But Masayim Zuz is Yud Beis Chodesh. So if there's enough for Yud Beis Chodesh, if you have enough for a year, you're not an Ani. So he said, maybe that's the Pshat. The Pshat is that if there's enough for the girls to have for Yud Beis Chodesh, that means they're not going to be aniyim in the halachic sense. If they're not aniyim, that already we look at it as nechasa merubin. But if they're going to be bepchinas ani, they don't even have enough for Yud Beis Chodesh, that's when halacha views them being nechasa muatim. We're not trusting the sons at that point. There the halacha is going to be habanos yizonav habanam yishu al apsachim. He says maybe that's why the ksuba of Besula was always Masayim Zuz. What was the svara? Maybe the svara was that when the man dies, she should have something. Enough that she shouldn't be an Ani. Masayim Zuz, that was a Shir Chasha. At the very least, she won't be an Ani. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vait. Pshita, it's Pasha to the Gemara, Merubin Minasmatu. Let's say a man died, and he left over Nechasa Merubin, and then the market turned, and it became Nechasa Muatim. So it was Nechasa Merubin, but things happen, prices go down, and now it's only Nechasa Muatim. The question is, could the daughters come to Bezda now and say, listen, I understand that at the time that our father died, doing Nechasa Merubin. So you got everything, Habanim Yirshu, Vabanis Yizainu. But since then, it went down. Being that it went down, now it's Nechasa Muatim. Maybe now the halacha should be Habanis Yizainu, Vabanim Yishu Al Apsachim. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's not the way it works. Why? Farzachim and Yarshim. Once the Yarshim Azoichas, again, Nishtazoi. What about the reverse, says the Gemara Muatim and Israbu Mai? What if it started off Nechasa Muatim, meaning the time that the father died of Nechasa Muatim? And since then, the assets went up in value. What's the shiloh? Bishus yashim kaimi. Do we say that at the end of the day, when the father died, midiraisa, the nechasim went over the Yerusha to who? To the sons. So it's as if they appreciated in value in the rishus of the yashim. Hilkach bishus yashim shavuach. So now that it went up, maybe it should be there. It's oydoma sulke misaki yashim meacha. The tnai ksuba, the dinder rabbanon of abonis yizoinu vahabonim yishua lapsachim says that would be mafkiyat from them. Meaning midday rice really should be there. But the rabbanon said abonis yizoinu. Question is, how do we touch up the abonis yizoinu?
I said before that it's really there, just that we don't trust them. So it's
exactly. So the Gemara is now going in mechanically to how far that goes. And Echinami Toshma says the Gemara, Amr Abasi, Amr Ab Yechanon, Yisoimim Shekadmu Machru, Yisoimim that go and sell bin Nechasim Muatim, Masha Machru Machru. Says the Gemara, if the Yisoimim could sell the Nechasim Muatim, what does that mean? It means we view it as if it's in their Rishos. If we view it as if it's in their Rishos, who adin? If it goes up in value, now we should look at it as Nechasim Merubin. So the din of Abonis Yisoimim, Abonim Yisho Al Apsachim will change. It's going to revert now to what the din is supposed to be by Nechasim Merubin, which is Abonim Yirshu, Abonis Yisoimim. It's Machlokes Rishonim right here. Rashbam and Tosfos, again, had to understand Pashup Shana of the Gemara. The Rashbam says that this Shail of the Gemara and the Toshma that Rabbi Yochanan said, Yisoimim Shekadmu Umachru Benachasam Muatim, Masha Machru Machru, that's all talking about if Bezdin never took the estate and handed it over to the daughters. Meaning, once Bezdin takes the estate and they give it to the daughters, then it's pashit that the sons can't sell it. It's pashit that if it goes up in value, we look at it as if it went up in value in the rishus of the daughters, and we're not going to go later, in a year from now, take it away from the daughters, give it back to the sons, and say, because enochi nami at the time it was nechasa muatim. But now it's nechasa merubin. We're all going kaidim amadim b'din. And there's rashis in different places in Shas, ksuba, saito, rashis, the same thing. That this shaila in the Gemara, and the psak halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, is all kaidim amadim b'din. But avada, Gewist, once there was Amad Bedin, at that point you're not going to say that Halacha anymore. Stating that, Tosfos argues. Tosfos, right on top, Miul, Ri, Nira, Da Afilu Kvar Tofsu Habonois, Ay Higvu Lehem Bezdin, Im Machru Achim Machru. Doesn't matter. Even if the daughters have it already, still the Halacha isn't going to take it away. And the obvious question is, what's Pashup Shana Tosfos? Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Shiurim, Ois Tof Ayin Hei, the Kosha, the Maishna be Kol Bal Chayf, Shegoyve Be Bezdin, then Asa Shalai. It becomes this. So why should this be different? Says Rabbi Chanan, a super long this. Could be the mezoinos hachiyofu bechol yoyim v'yoyim shehitzricha. This halacha that a man dies, he leaves over sons and daughters. So the sons are supposed to yashim v'day raisa, but there's a tanaik suba. They have an obligation to support their sisters. It's because of the tanaik suba and the concern that maybe the sons will not take care of their sisters. The chachamim said that benachasim muatin habanos yizoinu v'habanim, let them figure it out. Yishalu alav sochem. We're going to take it from the real owner. The Rashba asks, Yesh Koich Biyat Chacham Alak Adavim and Atayra gets involved in Hefker Bezen Hefker. Rabbi Chana talks about it over here. Some of the lumdus of Hefker Bezen Hefker comes into this sugya. But that's what Bezen's doing. Bezen's taking it away from the rightful owner and instead they're giving it to the daughters. So this idea that we're taking it from the sons and we're giving it to the daughters is based on the fact that they have a Chiyuv Mezoinus. Says Rabbi Chana, let's clear. How do you understand the Chiyuv Mezoinus? Let's say the daughters are 10 years. One girl, she's 10 years old. She's going to become a bigress when she's 12 and a half. So there's 2.5 years left over. So we can sit down, we can assess how much food and clothing will she need in order to get her from 10 to 12 and a half? $10,000. So we're going to say that the bonim have a chiyuv mezoinus right now of $10,000. Is that the way you look at it? Where he says, no, mechitesi. He says, why? Because what happens if she gets married, for example, between now and the time she becomes a bogress? There's not going to be a chiyuv anymore. But if she dies, things can, or maybe she doesn't need it anymore. Maybe somehow she got nechasim from somewhere else. The chiyuv mezoinus is only in play of avivait she needs it. But if she doesn't need support anymore, at that point, there's not going to be a chiyuv. So says Rabbi Chanan, I don't think it's right to look into a crystal ball now and let's project how much mezoinus she's going to need for the next 2.5 years and come up with a dollar amount. Mechitesi. Says, I think the way mezoinus works is every single day a person needs food. Every yontif, whatever, hour and a half, a woman needs to buy clothing. So we could sit down and we could assess what that given time, what she needs. We'll figure out what the dollar value of that is, and we're going to give it. But the point is that the Chiyuv Mezoinus, says Rabbi Chanan, could be, is not one gross dollar amount of Chiyuv Mezoinus between now and when she becomes a begaris. But rather, Mezoinus HaChiyuv 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 She can't say, what do you mean, you owed it to me at that time. At that point, I don't need it anymore. So says Rabbi Chanan, it could be this is different. Meaning, ordinarily, if there was a Hamad, if Bezdin took the Mezoinus and they gave it to a Baal Chayiv, so the Pshat is, it's the Baal Chayiv's. Because you had this Chiyuv of $10,000 to a Baal Chayiv. The Baal Chayiv has the $10,000, now it's his. How could you sell it? It's partially that if it goes up in value, the Baal Chayiv is going to be the beneficiary of this appreciation of value. But when you give the Mezoinus, even when we take the entire Mezoinus that the girl is supposed to get at Tiboger, it's not the Pshat because you really owe it to her. You, this second, don't have a chiyuv to give that to her. What's the svara? The svara is that Bezdin is saying, we don't trust them. And being that every day there's a chiyuv, and there's a potential that tomorrow and the next day, you're going to have to give it to her. So maybe we're giving it to her right now. But not that there's a be'etzim a chiyuv now. So being that there's no chiyuv be'etzim now, she can't take such title over it. It's not mamish hers. And therefore there's a svara to say that even if the gvi already happened, maybe he should be able to sell it. It's a svara and a flaw, something worth thinking about. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is,
what if they want to pay it out like that? What if the kaka don't want to give the $10,000? They say, listen, we'd rather invest the money or whatever.
We don't trust
them. We'll pay you every morning.
Yeah, so that was the first 10 minutes. It's not funny. We don't trust them. That's the whole point. Nechasim Reuben, that's exactly what we do. Habonim Yerushalayim is Yisrael. We say this when there's nechasim muatim, we don't trust them. Because we're afraid that they're going to be uncomfortable.
Why doesn't have to give them the money? Why couldn't they set up like a trust fund? I'm saying, the Kupas, whatever you want to call it. Especially when you're saying this is fake, if you can be mechuyev, the point was to make sure they get fed. And then you wouldn't have the shayla if it really belongs to them. It doesn't belong to them.
Right.
It doesn't put away the most of the passions.
Oh, we're by the chasim muatim or by the chasim Reuben, you want to be that way. Maybe it does work that way. I'm not sure. The only thing I can tell you for certain with nechasin muatin is we take it away from
but
the
bond.
That even though midei raisa, they're the rightful owner, it should
could
be theirs.
Could she spend all the money the first day?
What's that?
Could she go out and spend all the money the first day?
Zayin Tais Tais talks about this. The question, could the sons do it? But I'm here too. Either way, the Gemara in Masechta Soita, Dav Chof Aleph Amid Beis, discusses Achasat Shoita. Familiar with that. And then from there, the Gemara talks about a Rasha Ara, a clever Rasha. So we had it earlier in the week, last week. Rasha Ara. Says the Gemara, what's the definition of a Rasha Ara? Ravasi Yom Rabbi Yechon. Ravasi said the name Rabbi Yechon. Say Hamasi Eitzah Limkar B'Nechasim Mu'atin. This is somebody that knows of a family where a man died. V'hiniach Bonim U'Bonis. And the Nechasim Mu'at. With Allah is Abonois. Yuzoynu V'Abonim Yeshua Al-Apsach. But we just said that the Allah is, it was Rabbi Yechon himself who said it, that Yuzoymim Shekodmu Machru B'Nechasim Mu'atim Asher Machru Machru. So if somebody goes over to the boys and he tells them, listen, I have an idea. You know, right now the girls have it. You have no access to the money. Listen to me. Sell it. If you sell it, this is a good way out. Says Rabbi Yechonon, that is a Rosh Ha'orah, meaning it works. He's a clever guy. He actually gave you pretty good advice to the extent that you were looking to come up with such a Eitzah. But at the same time, you're a Rasha, because what you did wasn't so cool. Abaya Amar, Abaya said, Zehamasi Eitzah Limkar B'Nechasim Ki Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi said, I have a different Eitzah. You know what the example of the Rasha Aaron is? Somebody that gives someone advice to sell Nechasim. Following Rav Shimon Gamliel, if somebody gives somebody a gift and he says that when you die, I don't want it to go over to your Yarshim. Right, sounds familiar? I want it to go over to somebody else. And Shimon, when you die, it shouldn't go up to your Yarshim, it should go over to Levi Yard, Arishin Machar, and then the first person who got the gift sold it, V'achal. Hasheni moitz miyad al kuches divi Rabbi. Rishim Gamliel loyver. Rishim Gamliel said again. We spoke about this at length last week. Ein l'sheni el mashas ayirishim. That if, again, if somebody gives a gift to Reuven, he says, Reuven, I'm giving you a matana. But when you die, it's not staying in your family. I want Shimon to take it. Reuven wants to avoid that. He wants it to stay in his family. Reuven has an etza. If Reuven wants, it's not advised, but he could sell it at that point. Shimon loses his koyach in it, it's going to remain in his family. He can eat it, he can do whatever he wants with it. At that point, it's going to be his. So says the Gemara, Abaye said, you want an example of a Rosh Ha'orim? Someone that knows of such a situation, and he's a shtickle lamdin, he goes over to Reuven and he tells Reuven, sell it. If you sell it, Masha Machar Machar, following Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, everything's going to be gevaldik. So I saw yesterday, the Ian Yaakov says that he thinks that Rabbi Yochanan said his pshat and didn't say Abaye's pshat, l'shitas. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kinyan Peiro is his Kinyan Agov. Das is Dachshit as Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peiro is Kinyan Agov, so when somebody gives a matana to Reuven and he tells him Acharecho L'Shimin, Reuven, who owns the Kinyan Peiro, what's Kinyan Peiro? He has the rights to use it. So by definition, Reuven is the Baal Kinyan Peiro. There's no reason he shouldn't be able to sell it. Because if Kinyan Peiro is Kinyan Agov, it's his. It shouldn't be an Eitz. So Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasa, who holds Kinyan Peiros to Kinyan Agov, he couldn't say like Abayo that a Rosh Ha'orim is a Masi Eitzel Limkor B'Nechasim Ki Rav Shimon Gamliel by Nichsei Lach V'Acharecha L'Poyni. Because what's wrong? I own it. It's mine. I have the Kinyan Peiros. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? He said L'Shitasai. He's the one who said in our Gemara Yisayimim Shekadmu Machru B'Nechasim Mu'atim Masha Machru Machur. He was going ahead and he was the Baal Shita of this Allah. He's going to tell him not to do it. But it's Tzorich and Godot what the Yaakov says. I'm just speaking this out because we spoke about this so much last week. It's the Gemara Bava Basra Kuflam Zayinim and Aleph. The Gemara said that Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov. The Gemara came out that the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is Machloikis Amiram, is really Machloikis Tana, Machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Stating that, the Gemara still said that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it was a steer between the two Brises. You remember Kasha the Rebbe Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara said Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel Kasha, because even though he holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov, so if I have a Kinyan Peiros and I sell it, I could sell it, meaning it's Chal de Mechira, but like Achilia, not supposed to do it. As a matter of fact, is a Rosh Ha'orim someone that does sell it. So it's not the pshat that Abaya is going that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Kinyan Peiros is left. I cared if Kinyan Peiros was left in Kinyan Agov, he wouldn't be in Rosh Ha'orim. It wouldn't be Chal de Mechira. It's dafka because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov. So Rav Yochanan L'Shitasai who holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov, he holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He certainly could have said where Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Either way, that is the second Ha'ara. Just the third ha'ara, that is, I'll tell you something very interesting. Cheshemishpat Simin Reish Lamed Hei. So Cheshemishpat Simin Reish Lamed Hei, it's a festa Simin and Shulchan Aruch. Ubay Chav Ches even. Is a festa Simin Shulchan Aruch. And it discusses the halachis of a katan b'mekach u'memkar. So one of our favorite topics. Dinin of a katan, particularly as it relates to mekach u'memkar. So the sugya of katan really begins in Masechet is gittin daf and tesam and aleph. The Gemara over there says, ha-pe'utais, children that are of the age of pe'utais, mekchon mekach, u'memkaron memkar, b'metaltalin. So as long as it's metaltalin, their mekach u'memkar is going to be chal. Says the Gemara, that kama, what's the age of pe'utais? Machvi Rav Yudel, Rav Yitzchak, break, kvar shiz, kvar shev. If he's either 6 or 7 years old. Rav Kano Amar, kvar shev, kvar tamni. If he's either 7 or 8 years old. B'mas nisatana, the Brisa said, kvar teisha, kvar esa. Either 9 or 10 years old. But v'loi pli, there's no machloik, because even though everyone had different ages, kol chad v'chad v'chvi chorfe. Really have to assess each child. It could be 6, it could be 7, it could be 8, it could be 10. As long as the child is a charef, we give him a certain exam to determine where he's holding in terms of understanding what it is he's doing. If he's of the age of charifos, where he chaps the matzav a little bit, his mekach is going to be a time of my, says the Gemara, because if a child wouldn't have the ability to buy and sell, then how's he going to make it through the day? How's he going to support himself? So we give him the ability to do a little bit of mekach u'memkar. Meaning, midoy raisa, Nevada can't do mekach u'memkar. It's only midrabanan. And what's the svar midrabanan? Mishum kidei chayef, says the Ramah. In Simon Reish, right in the beginning of the Simon, it's in Sif Katan Aleph. He says something beautiful. Being that this koyach that a katan will ever have to do mekach u'memkar is mernit atakonas chachamim imkein b'mokim she'asu shalika haigin. In the event that a katan sells something, but what he did was shalika haigin, meaning it was a mekach, but it wasn't the appropriate thing to do. Kegoy. So even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that you saw him shemachru ben nechasim muatin, masha machru machor. Like his Rishpan, Taisus before mother, but after mother, but whatever the tzir is, the mechir is chal. But Lamai said shalika haigin. How do I know that? Says the Rama. Soita chafal of amibes. Ezeu rasha aram. So the mecher is technically chal, but it's not the right thing to do. He did shalika haigin. So over here, where your whole koyach to sell is mitzad the takonas chachamim, why would the chachamim give you the koyach to do something shalika haigin? So if you have an ability to sell midei raisa, dos is einzach. But if you have an ability only to sell midei rabbanon, so there's a svara says the Ramah to say that the Chachamim never gave you the koyach of avivayit, you're being a Rosh Aram, of avivayit, what you're doing is going to be shaloi koyach. And the makar to this Ramah is a tshuvas harah. That's where it comes from. So I was thinking, what would be if somebody, a gadol, not a katan, sold the nechasim muatim to a katan? Would it be chal or would it not be chal? Pasha, you'll say, a katan, mekhan mekach, umemkara memkar, only midrabbanan. So the same svara that the Ramah said with regards to kitanim shemachru would be true regarding gedolim shemachru v'ktanim. Midday rice, it's not a good mekach. It's only midrabbanan that it's a good mekach. If it's only midrabbanan, it's a good mekach. Being that he went shalaika hagen, there's a svara to say that the chamim didn't allow it to happen. But what came to mind, Taisus is getting samach dalim in base. Where Taisus says, Taisus talks about it in a bunch of different places, that even though a katan only has mekach u'memkar midrabanan, that's only when there's no das acheres mak. Of ebsedot das acheres mak, no. The das acheres of the gadol ketuoyf that a katan will be able to be kind of midrais. Oydem nechsei ager, the mukiy yosef chesk sabatim. All this rate we've spoken about so many times. So this is a good sushtel to this halacha right here. If the halacha is like teisvis and getting samach dalad midbeis, that means where there's a das acheres mak, no. If the katan is able to be kind of midrais, if he's kind of midrais, if you say him gedolim u'machru nechasim muatin to a katan, being that there's a das acheres makna, it's a kinyan day raisa. If it's a kinyan day raisa, masha machru machru. But if you're going to tell me that loch is not like Taisus, that loch is that even though there's das acheres makna, mekara memkar, mekha mekar is only midirabonon, then you vait to have to come on to the takonas chachamim in order for the mekar to be chal. You have to come on to the takonas chachamim. Being that over here it's shalik oigen, so it's not going to be chal. And now what is the halacha? So we spoke the shach and the ktois. The shach it's not, doesn't like Taisus at all. The ktois says that even if you're not masking to Taisus cheshbin and getting samach talut, but he has other rayas, that's in a Mukhi Yosef, but either way, the Chur at first glance that you be totally that. But this is where the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush kicks in. That is Segarnet Azoi Pasha. So the Magid Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, Perek Chavtes. It's not the beginning of Hilchas Mechira. It's the beginning of Perek Chavtes in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam brings this halacha. Shloisha, there are three people. Ein Mekham Mekach, the Ein Memkara Memkar Din Torah. Their Mekach Memkar doesn't work with their Raisa. Hacheresh, Vahashoito, Vichacham. So again, Ein mekhon mekach, the imam karam memkar midin tar. Says the Magid Mishnah, it's very mashman the Rambam, that when the Rambam says that a cotton, cheresh shoyt a cotton, let's talk about cotton, doesn't have kinyonim midei raisa. It's not just that he can't sell midei raisa, he can't buy midei raisa either. Ein mekhon mekach, the imam karam memkar. Even says the Magid Mishnah, if there's a das acheres makna oisai. Hagam, there's a toisus and shas that says very clearly that when there's a das acheres makna, maybe the cotton could be kind of midday raisa. Over here, it's mavur very much nachali. Freite got Magid Mishnah, the Chab Akasha. Akasha, then the Rambam, in Hilchus Luliv, Perikres, Halacha Yud. The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha of lochem. Ein adam yoytze biyantiv rishon shel chag belulav shel chaverish yishlo mimenu achi yitnenu lebi matana. Why? Because on the first day yantiv there's a din lochem. Nosle manas lachzira. That was the daf last week. Kareza yoytze biyidei chavasim machzira. Matana manas lachzir. Friday's daf is shema matana. The im lo yichzira lo yotz. But if you didn't return it, you weren't mekayim that tonight. So it comes out it was never yours. You're not yoytze shenim tzukigazal. The im nois to nois lekot says Rambam. That being that this is the way it works, you have to be very careful not to give a lulav to a cotton on sukkahs. You know why? Sha'a cotton koina, because the cotton can be koina. The ainoi makna lacheru ben atoira. He can be koina midei raisa, but he can't be makna midei raisa. Venimsa shehim mechzira li ainoi chayzer. So when you gave it to the cotton, that's great. The cotton got it. The problem is he got him in the rice and he has no ability to give it to you in the rice. His ability to give it to you is based on pu'utais. That's a dinder rabbanim mishum k'dei chayev. He can't give it to you in the rice. He can't give it to you in the rice. So you're not going to be able to get it back. So if you're yoytza, it's one thing. But if you're not yoytza, you aren't mekayim. You're a din lochem. Don't give it to a cotton. Because he's getting it in the rice and he has no way to give it. Freite magid mishnah. What's poshup shine in this Rambam? How could a cotton be kind of a day raisa? Mitzias chereshoit v'kot yesh mem gezel v'bnei dar kishol. Cotton doesn't have a kishir m'day raisa. The teretz is das acheres makna is a shiny. Because you gave it to him. Elamai the Rambam does hold it as chilik. That toisvis speaks out and getting samach dalet. So freak the Magid Mishnah chavastir in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perichov Tes, Hilchus, Mechira, Halach Aleph. When he brings the halach of Pu'utois, says, Ein mekhon mekach ve'ein memkoroi memkar m'day raisa. Means he can't buy midei rice, so he can't sell midei rice. Only midei rabbanim mishum kedei chayev. He can't sell it, that's poshut. But he also can't buy, even though the seller has das makna. Doesn't matter. Still, he can't be koina zayim midei rice. And here the Rambam says, good, if you give dalubina to a cotton on sukkis, he's koina midei rice. That's a very big problem. He'll have no way of giving it back to you. So make sure you yoitz it before you give it to him. Zok to Magid Mishnah, Chiddush, you have to say, there's a chiluk between matana and mekachu memkar. By matana, there's a das makna that allows the cotton to be koina midei rice. But when you're dealing in the mekachu memkar context, there it's going to be different, there it's not going to work. So this is a very important chiddush, that we have to know, and that is, that even though we always speak out toisvis with all the raid of the toisvis, but this is another layer to this. It's dafka when you're dealing with matana. Al-Koponim says the Magid Mishnah in Perich of Tes and Luchas Mechira in the Shita Sarambam, but in Mekach HaMem cannot. So going back to our Shaila, what would be if there was Nechasim Muatin and Bonim Gedoilim went and sold it to a Kata? Would it be chal? Would not? Rabbi Yechanan said memkari memkar. But at the same time, you're a Rasha Ar. Says the Ran in a Tshuva, Huva Barama, it's the Mereish Lamed Heinchai Shem Mishpat, that being that a cotton schia is only a schia midrabanan, if a cotton would do it, it wouldn't work. Because why should the Chachamim give you the Mekachu Memka to the extent they're not happy with it? Who wants a Shleika Hagen? Why would we give it to him? So we want to know what would be if you sold it to a cotton. So at first glance, we shteltsu the choice. And this raid with Tosis and Gittin and Muki Yosef, etc., Das Acheres Makna Shaini. Abbasadah Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah says that even that only works when with is a matana, but if you're selling it to him, not, oh, my matana, the Hanami. But in terms of selling it, even to a cotton that could be over there, the halacha would be different. Either way, Saksi Gemara, Abyssal Vaitan.
No, the Mechaber is the same deal. That's what I was telling you before you saw the Rambam. The Mechaber is the same deal. He says Mekachu Mekka. He says both
right.
Ways. Unless it's Lav Dafka, there's no such terms. That it just means Mekachu Mekka.
The Mechaber really doesn't, yeah, Mekka, Mekachu Memkari Memka. It's Losh and a Mishnah. Right.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah, but it could be Islam.
Right. Right. Yeah, Mechanami.
Mishmash.
Mishmash. That's the teretz for everything. You can only use it for another 2 weeks, by the way. No, in Sanhedrin, it's not going to work. Yeah. pigle, mefaglum, mechatzim atim, mishmush. Yes, mefarcheses, by the way. If you have in brisk, you know, the one size fits all teretz, the every kasha in brisk is mefarcheses. Right, remember mefarcheses? The animal is mefarcheses. Yeah, a barrel said it. Yeah, that's the go-to teretz. Unless you're going to say mefarcheses. Either way, zok to Gemara Yosef. Yosef, Rabbi Yirmiya, kamei d'Rabba Avo. V'kaboy minei, al menosei maushet tamayi ben achasim. So we have a halacha regarding achasim merubim and achasim muatim. Chayes the Gemara, what would be if a man dies, he leaves over an achasim merubim, but he also left over an amana. And the halacha is just like there's a knight ksuba that habana is yizayin, there's also a knight ksuba of amana yizayin is benech yizayin. Now, if you're going to factor in the support that this man's going to have to give, well, he's not alive, but that the sons are going to have to give the amana, it's going to come out that klape, the banois, it's going to be nechasim muatim. So, do you take into consideration what the amana is supposed to get when we determine whether we have nechasim merubin, or do we not take into consideration what the amana is supposed to get? Me, I'm reading on keeping the Islam mezayinim amata. Do you say that being that she's entitled to mezayinim, so why shouldn't we take it into consideration? Might say you have to give it to her. So if after giving the amana, you're going to be left with nechasim muatim, then maybe we should view it as nechasim muatim. I don't give it the mitzvah lesla, hashtanami lesla. Or do you say that no, being that she's only entitled until she gets married, once she starts dating even, the Gemara says she's not entitled anymore. So once she even thinks about getting married, she loses her rights. So this is not something that's going to be here for a while. So being that we comfortable that this chus is not going to be here forever, so maybe we shouldn't take it into consideration. Intim, so let me keep the mitzvah lesla, hashtanami lesla, says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that being that her whole right to this Tanai Ksuba to be supported is only called Kamla, she's not thinking about getting married. But once she gets married, at that point she loses out. So therefore it's not choshev enough, this chiyuv, for us to reckon with it, to say that it should deduct from the value of the estate when determining whether we have nechasim merubin, nechasim muatim. Bas ishtemau, what if this man had a daughter from another wife? It wasn't, well, what if this man had a wife that had a daughter from another husband? Meaning it was his stepdaughter. And if you remember, at the beginning of the 12th parak in Masechtas Ksubis, parak Hanoisei, so the Mishnah over there discussed that once upon a time it was very common that a man would take upon himself, sometimes in writing with Edim, a certain obligation to support his stepchildren. So let's say there was such an obligation. So the man dies, he leaves over this chayv, he leaves over sons, he leaves over daughters. There's also a bas ishtoi who's entitled to get based on perikam noisei, that first Mishnah over there. Does that deduct from the value of the estate when determining chasam rubin, chasam muatin, or not? Mi amrina, do we say, kivan di ilu mesa lesla v'loy memata? It's true that right now he has to give her, but at the same time, maybe she's going to die. And being that if she dies, obviously he's not going to be responsible anymore. So maybe we're chayish lemisa, and maybe that's enough for us to say, don't worry about it. And if you're going to tell me that, yeah, you know what, we're chayish lemisa, meaning she might die, so we don't necessarily seize this as a chayv that's going to be here forever. Being that it's not necessarily going to be here forever, we don't deduct it from the nechasim ruabin, and we don't say that being that he owes this stepdaughter money, he does nechasim and not nechasim. What about if there was a bal chayv mahu she might be nechasim? What if the man died, he left over bal chayv? So the yarshim, right? People forget this. They yarshim the assets, they also yarshim the liabilities. So if there's any, they get both sides of the balance sheet for our in-house accounts. So if you have the chayvis, you're going to have to pay up. So what if a man died, he left over chayvis? So do you say, he left over $100,000. Really? Really, the nechasim merubin? Yeah, the nechasim muatin. Oh, what was that? What you say about assets? No. What if there was nechasim merubin? He left over bodim and banos. So you have to dan, but there's also chayvis. So maybe you take the chayvis off the top, right? The bachayv, you take that off the top. You take it off the top. Now we have to see what the real value of the estate is when we decide makes a lot of sense. So do you say that being that there's a bachayv, and by the way, even if you want to tell me chayish lamisa, it doesn't matter. If the bachayv dies, his sons come in his place because the chayv goes over the Yerusha, right? A child yarshins the accounts receivables of his father as well. Or you say at the end of the day, right now he has it. So if right now he has it, it's mechusar gavayna. Maybe that's not going to be the halacha. Says the Gemara, the ikad abayilah, the idachisa. Some clear the same three shilos, but they declared it in the reverse. What were the three shailas? The three shailas was a man died, he leaves over an estate. If there's nechasim merubin, habanim yishol banos yizod. If there's nechasim muatin, habanim yizod, habanim yishol al psachim. What if he left over banim banos, he left over money, but he also left over another obligation? What were the obligations? The Gemara mentioned three. Almana, who's nizonis menechsi yisayman, per the Tanayi Ksuba. He left over a bas ishtoi, someone that he had obligated himself to support, or a bal chayv. And the Gemara says you can clear the shayla badraga, meaning you can say that an almana, maybe not, because an almana, he only has to support as long as she's an almana. But once she gets married, or maybe even thinks about getting married, he doesn't have to support her at that point. So that chayv is not such a real chayv. It's not so permanent. It's not here to stay. We're not going to factor it when we determine what the net value of the estate is. But a bas ishtoi, where even if she gets married, still have the obligation, maybe that we do have to factor. But the marzi bas ishtoi also not, because maybe she'll die. Maybe we're chayish l'misa. We'll get back to that soon. All of a sudden, we're chayish l'misa. Not so posh. But maybe we are chayish l'misa. The word says, okay, even if you'll tell me you're chayish l'misa, what about a bal chayv? A bal chayv, even if he dies, his children yarshin l'chayv. So what about there? The word says, even there I can hear maybe not. Why not? Because at the end of the day, it's mechusa guvayna. So right now, when we assess the value of the estate, we don't say that there's an outstanding chayv. So let's deduct it off the top and figure out if we have nechasim ruben, nechasim mutim. Maybe it's not the way it works. That was the shayla. But the Gemara says some clear the shayla in the reverse. Same exact shaylas, but in the reverse order. If you're going to tell me, yeah, what about pas ishtoi? Because pas ishtoi, being that if she dies, she's not entitled anymore, like the bachay, so maybe it shouldn't. And almanosei maushit ma'ben nechasim, meaning if you're going to tell me pas ishtoi, yeah, that's only because she only loses it if she dies. Maybe when I chayish l'misa. But the amana, if being that when she gets married, she already loses her right, maybe over there. It shouldn't be Mamayit. It says the Gemara, but in this version, there was a fourth Shaila. Almanasei ubas ezemem koydamis. Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's famous for asking Ibayas that nobody knew answers to. So over here, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a fourth Ibaya. What was his fourth Ibaya? What if there's an Alman and a Bas? So a man died, he left over son, daughter, and Almana. And there's not enough food for the Almana and the Banas. Habanos yizayno, and Almana yizaynos. Who's supposed to come first? That was the fourth shaila. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked all these shailas to Rabbi Avo. Amales, Rabbi Avo told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Zilho idna. He says, Talamach, come back tomorrow, I'll discuss it with you tomorrow. Let me sleep on it. Ki also, when he came back the next day, Amales, he told him, Pachit miyos chada. One of these shailas I could be pushed. Amrab Abba, Amrab Asi, Asu Amana etzal abas, kabas etzal achin. Chamim looked at the Amana, klape the bas, the same way they looked at the bas klape the achin. Binachasim mutim. Ma bas it's lachin, bas it's lachin, shall help sachim. Just like when there's nachasim mutim and there's banim and banis. What's the halacha? Habanis is I know. Af amana it's a bas. So too when there's an amana al bas and there's nachasim mutim, al mana nizoinis, the bas tishoil al absachim. So regarding the first three shailas, is the obligation to the amana, to a bas ishtoi, to a bachayv, does that deduct the net value of the estate when we determine do we have the chasim rubin? Says does vase. But as it relates to that, you want to know amana and bas. Just like bas comes before the banim, so too the amana is going to come before the banim. Just one interesting ha'ara. See, every gemara where the gemara is discussing chayish lamisa, we're not chayish lamisa, and the gemara machzik hashtik on this vision nish divisin dig, because really it's a shas shayla machlekes from Rabbi Yehuda in many many places in shas whether we are chayish lamisa, we're not chayish lamisa. So again, just one ha'ara, just a little bit of ray to speak out on that, and that is the emes is there's a toisvis in two places in the sechtes ksubis. Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph and Daf Pei Gimel Amar Beis. But Tosfos says an interesting chiddush. The context is a little too complicated. I'll regal achas. But says Tosfos Toich Dvarav. V'tzorach loy malu peirushoy. The other rabba peirois upirkoin enoy matzoy. Aval kvura, a man having an obligation to bury his wife, chashiva matzoy, it's considered matzoy, l'fisha hanoshim memaharos lomus min hanoshim kedam Rabbi Yerushalmi. Because women tend to be memaharos lomus, their life expectancy is a little less than that of a man. So when you're dealing with miso in the context of a woman, it's considered matzoy. Tosfos, the Masechtes Ksubos, Perek HaKoseh, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, miso shchicha, regarding a woman, because back in the day, Leda was very dangerous, and women very often would die b'shas Leda. But Al Kaponim, you have a Tosfos in two places, but Tosfos is emphasizing that when you're dealing with Misa of a woman, it could be it's going to be a little bit more Shchiach. Devin Ezra in the beginning of Parshas Emor, the pasuk says, "Vayemer Hashem el Moshe Emor lekayani bnei Yaharei v'amarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav." So what's the fine print? It's not true that a kohen's never allowed to be metama. There are times he is allowed to be metama. Who's that? The seven kraven. Who are the seven kraven? Le'imoi ula aviv ve'levnoi ula vitoi ula achiv ula achoisei abesula akraven elav. Says Ibn Ezra, why did the Torah mention first imoi and then aviv? Says Ibn Ezra, the reason is because because usually a woman dies before the man. But I'll upon him, you have a Toysfis, Ksubis, Mabez Amaralev, Toysfis, Ksubis, they give him the days. You have Ebn Ezra in the beginning of Parshas Emor. There's this idea that the Misa of a woman is Epis Abyssal Mer Shchiach with the Misa of a man. Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas, on this Toysfis, it's a small Toysfis, but there's a big Rabbi Kiveger on it. Toysfis, two lines. Shema Mishum, the Roiv Pomis, the Kenneth Belay, the Adkan, that's what we do. We do all the small Toysfis. That's the Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ein Sharm Melech, Perek Dal, Alok, Dazayim, Hilcha, Sukha, B'Soif. If you look at the Sharm Melech over there, Sharm Melech asks, based on this, you say the Tosfos, Vival, the Gekash. One of the places in Shas, where the Gemara discusses the Machlekes, Ramei, and Rabbi Yehuda's Yumadaf, Yud Gimel, Amar Aleph. Whether chayshina lemisa or loy chayshina lemisa, and the Gemara over there asks Akasha. The Gemara in that sugya seems to think that Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is that loy chayshina lemisa. Fake the Gemara, is that true? Yumba daf beis amir aleph. The first Mishnah, every fourth grader knows this Mishnah. The Mishnah says shivas yomim koydim yom kippurim ma'afrishin koyin gadol mi beisay lelishkas parhej u'maskin aloy koyin achet tachtov shem yerabay pso. Rabbi Yehuda im afish acheres maskin aloy shem u'tamuz ishtoy shenemar v'chiper badi vad beisay beisay zu ishtoy amru loyim kein ladovasay. The Rabbi Yehuda held that a koyin gadol had to be married, and if he wasn't married, it passes the avoid. He had to be married. The Torah says, if a Kohen Gadol's not married, he can't do the avoid. It's for that reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm worried that the Kohen Gadol's wife might die on Yom Kippur. And if she dies on Yom Kippur, he's not going to be able to do the avoid. Memele maskina lo yishachers. Frek the Gemara, so how could you tell me Rabbi Yehuda is lo yichayish lemisa? Rabbi Yehuda's chayish lemisa. So break Rabbi Kiveger, b'shem d'shar ha-melech. It's chaluk. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, that's chayish. That wasn't chayish lemisa. That was by a zochor, a man. We're not chayish lemisa. Oh, but Tosfos zochtoch and apoerte, and we even found it's Ibn Ezra, that maybe Noshim is different. So if Noshin is different, this mission over here, Yuma Daf Beis and Aleph, we're dealing with an Isha. Maybe Isha is different. Zok Tashar Melech, you have to say a Pashat Teretz. The MS is, Tosfos already asks Steers and Chas, whether you're Chayesh Lemiso, you're not Chayesh Lemiso. Oh, one second. The Tosfos already asks Steers and Chas, whether you're Chayesh Lemiso, you're not Chayesh Lemiso. And Tosfos says that don't prove from the Chachamim in this Mishnah that the Chachamim are not Chayesh Lemiso. Meaning, you walk away from this Mishnah saying, oh wow, Rabbi Yehuda's Chayesh Lemiso, come say him Kenel Davasoif, you're not Chayesh Lemiso. Tosfos, this is a unique sugya, because over here we're Chayesh that the woman is going to die literally on Yom Kippur. Meaning, Farkol Nidre, she's fine, she's okay. And on the Yom HaKadosh, something's going to happen, she's going to die. Says Tosfos, Lizman Mu'it Loi Chashin Alamisa. Meaning, the Chachamim may be really old Chashin Alamisa, but Zman Mu'it na. Rabbi Yehuda's Mechadosh, that even Lizman Mu'it Yichayesh Alamisa. Zok Deshar HaMelech. Does it make sense to say that Bizman Mu'it, whether we should be Chayesh Lamisa or we shouldn't be Chayesh Lamisa, there should be a Chiluk between a Zohar and a Nekeva? You want to tell me a man's life expectancy is X. A woman's life expectancy is Y. Men tend to live longer than women. So over as man meruba, maybe we'll not chayish lemisa by a zohar. We will be chayish lemisa for Arisha. So don't mock him for them. And the Shar Melech was medayikin in Rishayim. But tzizogin and as man mu'it, that there's a better chance this minute that this woman will drop dead versus mechatesi. But there's no svar to say that. Being that there's no svar to say that zok to Shar Melech, that's going to be the chilik. But I'll kapon him, just why are we speaking this out? Because we're talking about chayishin lemisa. Bas Ishtois, whenever you talk about Chayshin Lemiso in the context of an Akeva, just realize there's a whole other realm. There's a beautiful Sharon Melech. Shame that Reb Kidega brings in Gilyan Hashas, some festerate over here, that it could be the Chash Misa. The other thing that we always speak out whenever we talk about Chayshin Lemiso is the Neid Behuda's famous Shuva. Based on the Gemara Masechta's Gittin, Daf, Chof, Ches, Amid Beis, where the Gemara over there is discussing, you are Chayish Lemiso, you're not Chayish Lemiso, and the Gemara says the immortal words, Shema Meis Lei Chayshinon. Shema Yomus Cheshina. That it could be there's a chilek between Shema Meis, Shema Yomus. I mean, if you're dining, did somebody die yesterday? That maybe we're not Chayish for. But if you're dining, is it possible the person's going to die tomorrow? That you have to be Chayish. Shema Meis Loi Cheshina, why not? The person has a Cheskes Chay. That's a regular Chazaka. And just like you have Cheskes Tayra, Cheskes Kashris, you have all the Chazakas in the world. person has a cheskes chayif. He was alive 2 days ago, then we could assume he was alive yesterday as well. So right now, you're Dani. Was he alive or dead yesterday? Shema meis loy chay shinon. But at the same time, every person at some point is going to die. So being that a person will inevitably die, you can't tell me that loy chay shinon lemisa in the future. The reason this is a famous tshuva is because the Yehuda said it with regards to something a lot more halacha lemaisa, and that is in the sugis of ksamim. It's mavur in the sugis ashas that if a woman finds a kesem, if she finds a kesem, she becomes a nida, but only midrabbanan. So ksamim is tumas nida, but it's only tumas nida midrabbanan. Vestis is only midrabbanan. Right? The whole concept of did a woman become nida b'shas vest, it's mavur, that's all a chshash midrabbanan. It's all a chshash midrabbanan. Stating that, this rayas, I'm sorry to discuss this in a tshuva, that a man and a woman on the yoim ha-vest, there's an isidai raisa for them to be mizdavik. So again, if right now it's day 32, it's after a yom vest, and there's a suffix, did she see dam nida or did she not see dam nida? To the extent that she was becheskas tahar, so we would not midai raisa be concerned. The whole issue would be mernished in issue midirabana. Stating that if it's the yom vest right now, and you want to know, is it mutter? Or is it aser? That loch is it's going to be aser. What's the pshat? Manavshach. Is it a chash day raisa or is it not a chash day raisa? Zok dinay de Yehuda, it's this gemara. Shema meis loy chay shinon, shema yomas chay shinon. If today is day 32 and you want to know, was there an oirich bizmanu ba on day 30? So believe it or not, shema meis loy chay shinon, there's a chazaka. And chazaka says that if you don't know for sure something happened, avad it's aser, but it's only aser mid rabbanon. Because midday raisa there's a chazaka, shema meis chay shinon. But if you want to know right now, on day 30, will something happen? Shema Yomos? Oh, Shema Yomos Chayshinon. So if you discuss in the truth, he brings it from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, this chilek, investis, where if you're discussing after the fact or before the fact, and the precedence is this Gemara and the Sugya of whether or not we're Chayshinon Lamisa. Either way, a little bit more Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amona Admin Oimer Admin said the Shvil Shani Zocher if Sadati Admin was taking this personally. So Admin said, I don't understand. The Mishnah said Misha Mes Venich Banam Ubanois Nachasim Rubin. Then you just follow the Dindai Raisa. Abanam Yeshu, like the Torah says, there's a Tanai Ksuba of Abanus Yizoinu. If it's Nachasim Muatin, so then the halacha is we're Mafkia the Din Torah Rajba Hefker Bez Din Hefker Yeshker Bial Kamalakud Avim and Atayra. But we're Mafkia the Din Torah, and what we say is Abanus Yizoinu the Habanim Yishalu Alam Zocher. By the way, you know, last Sunday we spoke at length about the Shtar Chatz Yizachar, which the Ramah brings in a bunch of places, which is the Minig Yisrael. So the Minig Yisrael is that even though Havaras Nachla is something so chamor, but Tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, more recently from Ramosha, that Havaras Nachla is something that is usual and customary. It's something that's done. The question is why? End of the day, the Torah says you're not supposed to do it. So it's just Kedaitis mentioned. You see here in this Mishnah, again, this idea, where even though midday Raisa, the Banim was supposed to Yarshin, but for a good reason, the Chachamim said, Habanu Yisuzainu. Last week we spoke about Ksubas Benedichrin. So it's the same idea. Really, all the sons are supposed to Yarshin. But Kedesha Yikvetuba Anashin, the Chachamim said, no. If somebody yarshins from his wife and then he dies, give it to the sons that you had from that wife. Don't give it to the other sons, because otherwise, Shver's aren't going to want to give nadins and you're going to run into trouble. But the point is that there's another example. You see, again, the Chachamim are saying, Habonis Yuzoinu, there be mafkir, the din tire. The real din is, what happened to the spirit of Avaras Nachla? In Ruach Chachamim Neichei Menu. There was a good reason for it. What was the reason for the Shtar Chatz Yizachar? So we spoke to Meram Mintz and the Chassam Sofer said that maybe they were reinstating the Ksubas Ben Dichrin. Today we don't have a Ksubas Ben Dichrin. If you listen carefully to a Kriyas Ksuba, I think, you're not going to hear the Ksubas Ben Dichrin, because the Ga'inim were mafgir. As I say, Chassam Sofer, already in the times of the Ga'inim, they were mavatl Ksubas Ben Dichrin. But the spirit of what the Chum wanted to count Ksubas Ben Dichrin still is Chayv HaKayim, and maybe this was their way of saying that the daughter's not going to get the Ben Dichrin. Today it's sort of a moot point anyway, post-Chem Der Ben Geshem. But at the very least, let her Yarshin, that a potential Nadin that would come in the future. But regardless, Admin had a problem with this halacha. Admin said, "B'shul shani zochev." Sadi, my comment. What's Admin saying? Amra bayu hachi kama. B'shul shani zochev. Roy ani lasik b'teira. If sadati, says Roy ani lasik b'teira. Either way, because I could learn I do learn Admon, so I should lose out. So what? So you're telling me that Admon was only saying a svara for a son that learns and a son that doesn't learn? Not Elamar Rava Hachi Kamim Shulshani Zachar V'Roy Ani Leirish Ben Chasim Merubim Hifsadati Ben Chasim Muaten. It doesn't make sense. It's Hefer Hasvara because the son is always in first position when it comes to Yerusha. The daughter is always in second position. So why does it make sense that when it comes to Nechasa Mu'atin, it should be in the reverse order? That the daughter should be in the first position and the son should be in the second position. That's all he was saying. V'shvil shani zachar, and I always come first. How does it make sense now that the senior lender has subordinate rights? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what he said. V'shvil shani zachar, and he asked it. The whole story, Tosfos, right in the beginning of the Perek, second Tosfos on Kuf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, brings the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says, Kol Mokim Sh'omer Rabbi Gamliel Roy Anias Divrei Admon, which is what Rabbi Gamliel says at the end of the Mishnah, Halacha Kemoisa. So Tosfos says it would therefore be Mashma, that the Halacha is like Admon, that this whole idea of Nechasa Merubim, Nechasa Muatin, is Shaloh Aliba the Hilchasa. Right, Tosfos is not Mashma that way. This whole Sugi is not Mashma that way. The Gemara in Tosfos Chafal from the Beis that we spoke about earlier, Ezu Rasha Aru, is not mashma that way. So you see, throughout Shas, the Gemara danced with Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Mu'atin. Admon argued, and Rabbi Gamliel said, Roy Ani Es Divrei Admon, and the Gemara says, Ksubis, Kuf Tes Amid Beis, that Komokim Shomer Gamliel, Roy Ani Es Divrei Admon, Alocha Kemaisai. So shouldn't Alocha be like Admon? So Rabbi Nutam said, because it is Kasha, you have no choice, you have to say, Admon was never arguing with the Chachamim. In Pasha, you learn Admon's arguing. Admon was just remarking. He was commenting. He was like krechzing. Hey, bishvil shani zocha, ani hafzin. Not that I'm arguing. Chanami, I'm asking. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. Because if Admon argued, then the Gemara l'shitasoi, ksubas kuftes, would have paskin like Admon. Because the Amiram had a messiah that Admon never meant to argue. Admon was agreeing with the halacha. He was just commenting out loud that he doesn't understand the halacha. The halacha doesn't make sense to him. Because it's... What?
No,
Roy Ani
Es Divrei Admon that he was
crafting.
No, we need
Rabbi Gamliel.
No, all the other places.
Hello,
last
line of
Tosfos.
No, but here,
Rabbi Gamliel
says it.
It's the last line of Tosfos.
Oh, what is your... Oh.
It's the last line of Tosfos. Go back, finish the
Tosfos. Oh, V'loi mash mahachi mid the kamer Rabbi Gamliel Roy Ani Es Divrei Admon.
It's a small Tosfos.
Unbelievable. Imagine if he had a Gemara in front of him. He's
super sorry.
Yeah. Sokhti Mishnevaiti. Ni akbanu mubanois. V'tumtim. What if a man died? He left over sons, daughters, and he also left over a tumtum. So a tumtum is a suffix zacha, suffix nekeva. The two types of suffix zacha, suffix nekevas that are mentioned throughout Shas. A tumtum and an androgynous. A tumtum is someone that has a flap of skin that's covering Yosef Makim. So we just don't know. It's a suffix to us. Whether this person's a zacha, this person's a nekeva. Something can happen in the future where we'll be able to find out. But right now, Ba'asher Rosham, we don't know. An androgynous is someone that has simanim of a zacha and a nekeva. So the Mishnah is discussing specifically, hiniach banim ubanois vitumtum. This matcha nechasim merubim, if there's nechasim merubim. So what's the halacha again by nechasim merubim? Habanim yershu. Hascharim doichin oisay etzal nekevas. The zachar am I going to say, how do I know you're a zacha? Go to the nekevas. Nechasim muatim, if there's nechasim muatim, what happens then? Habanis yizaynu, the banis get everything. So the hanikevas doichas, I say, it's al scharim. The nekevas are going to say, basically, I'm oitzim echaveri, all of a right. If somebody says that if my wife gives birth to a zachar, you should take a mana. He's giving somebody a gift, and he's gifting this person a mana if I have a zachar. The older zachar, ito mana. If he says nekeva masayim, if my wife has a nekeva, you can take $200, meaning two manas, im nekeva masayim. Im nekeva masayim v'yol. I'm sorry. I lost the place here. Im emtelet ishti zacha yita mana yol de zacha yita mana. Nekeva masayim yol de nekeva noiteles masayim. By the way, and this is going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss that it's mashma that a person would be happier to have a daughter than he would to have a son. Because he said, if my wife has a son, I'll give him mana. If she has a daughter, I'll give Masayim. I'm willing to give more. This is the Gemara. Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph Mem Bava Basur Bas Tchilo Simen Yofi Hi Labanim.
He has 6 sons and he wants a daughter.
He wants. You know anyone like that?
He's giving more.
Right.
He's giving more.
Saying good, by the way.
He's giving more if it's a girl.
Yeah.
So.
Grud. So the Gemara's kasha.
He's giving away. Definitely not
Svar. He's giving away more.
Yeah.
The Vayz Simcha.
What's that?
A break the man getting married when he's with him, not the other way.
Says the Gemara. Im zocher mona im nekeva masayim. What if he says if it's a zocher mon, and if it's in the nekeva masayim, the yolda zocher unekeva. He had twins. He had a boy and a girl. Zocher neitel mona in the nekeva neitel masayim. He has to pay double. Yolda tumtum. What if he had a tumtum in a neitel? So the person can't get anything because it's not zocher and it's not nekeva. Im amar kol mashetelet ishti. What if he says that regardless of what my wife has, you can get, then the halacha is a reza yitel. Because a tumtum is at least included in kol mashatei l'rishti. Meaning the tumtum might not be a zachar, the tumtum might not be in a kefal. But in terms of kol mashatei l'rishti, yeah, then ain't sham yoyrish elohu. Oh, so we have to know why we're not talking about joyous. But ain't sham yoyrish elohu, yoyrish esakoyel. What would be if a man dies, maimer amuzger, and he leaves over no sons, no daughters, all he has is a tumtum. So the tumtum is not going to be worse. Tumtum is going to get every. It's going to get the entire Yerusha. I mean, tumtum is definitely a child. Even though the Torah talks about a ben and the Torah talks about a bas, and the tumtum is not a ben or a bas. Well, we're going to see tomorrow the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara discusses an halacha. How do you view a tumtum? You view a tumtum as a suffix zafka suffix nekeva, meaning this person is either a zachar or a nekeva. So it's you look at it as the lesser of, meaning you always are a mitzvah mechavel alvarai if you want more. But at the very least, you're either a zachar or a nekeva, or there's a shita from Shimon Gamliel in Shas that holds that a tumtum is beria bifnei atzmoi, that a tumtum is takin ishkain zachar and ishkain nekeva. So we'll pick this up tomorrow.